We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
The final out has been made. Let's talk about what just happened, the good and the bad. It's time for the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove, with the franchise, Tim Allen, on the Fan. If you need doors and windows, go to PellaWI.com.
It is a final from American Family Field, and the results are good, and the Brewers are headed to the playoffs for the fourth consecutive year. A 6-4 victory over the Chicago Cubs, and welcome in, everybody. It is the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. There's the Polish Pipe Bomb, Jeff Orlowski. My name is Tim Allen, and it is a final. The Brewers, for the fourth consecutive year, they are hitting the postseason, and I couldn't be happier, man. This is a celebration here. Now, again, is there a huge dog pile on the field at American Family Field? I think the Brewers clearly are happy. There's no question. But this is amazing. I want to know how you guys are feeling tonight after the Brewers clinched their eighth postseason in their organizational history and their fourth consecutive. How about that one? Now the division in sight here, as both the Padres and the Reds lose today, and the Brewers with that victory. By virtue of those three things happening, the Brewers are headed to the postseason, a minimum wild card. We all know they're going to win the division, right? We're all well aware of that. But they get it done tonight, and a long road to this point thus far in the season. All the injuries, all the slumps that were going on through all the trades, all of the COVID situations that the Brewers have experienced and endured this year, they get a payoff tonight with a playoff appearance celebration. How about that? That is so cool. And they do it at home, and now it's all about the division. If you're keeping track of the division here, magic number is at 3. So as long as the Brewers win tomorrow, doesn't matter what the Cardinals do, as long as the crew wins tomorrow, they can win it and celebrate the division on Monday night against the Cardinals. This is sweet. And when you think about how far this organization has come, rewind the clock a little bit to that 26-year playoff drought, the celebration we had in 2008 to break that skid of 26 consecutive years without making the postseason. Advance it a few years, 3 years, to 2011, a division a division crown that put the Brewers in the postseason again. Now advance it a handful of years later, but then rattling off 4 consecutive playoff appearances. Who would have thought that? I mean, think about that when the Brewers made the managerial change in May of 2015. That just a couple of years later, the Brewers would vie for a playoff spot in 17. They're right there, down to the last few games in 17. But then playoff appearances in 4 consecutive. 2018, 19, 20, and 21. We are live here in the Lakeland University studios with online learning in 7 locations throughout the state. Learn on your terms, lakeland.edu. You have to be in a good mood now. Those of you that are, the Brewer hardcores, the Brewers, number one fan base that have been following this, this is the gratification you get right here, is that they are officially in the postseason. And those of you that were on the other side that just wanted to keep tabs on them a little bit, or like some of my friends and neighbors, they would say, well, they're going to tank. It's going to head the other way. Don't get your hopes up. All of that, throw it out the window. This is a good baseball team, and they're proving it. A back-and-forth affair today against the Cubs. Cubs say, whatever. They're playing out the string. But the Brewers definitely feeling it right now with 14 games remaining, a 91-57 mark. 91-57 with 14 remaining. Can they actually get to a 100-win season? How does it feel to make the playoffs for four consecutive years? We have to remember the environment we're in here, in Milwaukee and the state of Wisconsin. We have to remember all of those years. To make this thing pay off as best it can, we do have to go back in history. We do have to remember that, it was pretty inept in all of the, 26 years of not making the playoffs. And then, as I said, cracking the seal in 2008, winning the division in 11, and you thought there were high hopes from that point on, but you hit some hard times, you regroup, you reboot, you rebuild, and you do it quickly. And now you're a force in the National League. And I don't think this is anywhere near over, guys. I think there are some celebrations to get to, and I want to know how this feels from you guys. 414-799-1250 as the Brewers get the 6-4 victory over the Chicago Cubs. And you just felt something in the stadium tonight. Those of you there, 33,000-ish inside American Family Field, you were there for the clinch game that clinched the postseason. That's pretty cool. Now, there were a pretty good contingent of Cubs fans in the park tonight. That's for sure. Because you could hear them. And the Cubs were battling back. This was a back-and-forth affair. As the Brewers finally, poured it on a little bit late. Again, that's what a great trend to have here when you're headed down the stretch and into the postseason. To make sure that you're not out of these games. And that's the cool thing about this team. They just keep pounding on the accelerator. Just keep going. They beat the Chicago Cubs for the 11th consecutive game. 15 of 18 games thus far, they've beat the Chicago Cubs. The Cubs have not won a game against the Brewers since April. Put that into context. But how does this feel to you? I'm on cloud nine right now, guys. As a lifelong Brewers fan, the fact that you can rattle off four consecutive years of the postseason, you want to break through and you want to get to the big dance. I understand that. You keep doing what you're doing right here, right now, these days. And it's going to happen. It's going to happen. We're going to have fun in the final 14 and then into the postseason, that's for sure. Do we know if that they're going to win the NLDS and advance to the NLCS? Nope, we don't know it yet. Do we know that they're going to win the NL pennant and get to the World Series? No, we don't know that yet either. Do we know if they're going to win the World Series this year? We don't know that. But if you're going to, this is exactly the way you do it. This is the blueprint to do those things. Again, World Series has to be the goal. It is the goal. And the biggest news out of all of this, I think everybody would agree, 100% attainable. That's the thing here. It's attainable this year. Maybe back in 2008, you were running up against a buzzsaw in Philly. They were stacked, man. They really were. maybe in 2018, you were running up against a pretty stacked L.A. Dodgers team. You know, you lose in 19 to the stacked Washington Nationals. You lose again to the Dodgers last year in the postseason. You keep doing these things, I promise you, you're going to break through. Congratulations to the Milwaukee Brewers, four consecutive years of the postseason. And David Stearns, Matt Arnold, Mark Adonasio to Craig Counsell and these players on the field, I couldn't be happier. Let's get to you guys, 799-1250. I don't care what type of Brewer fan you are. I don't care if you're the hardcore that's in on every pitch. I don't care if you're a once-a-year guy, girl, that goes to the game on the bus trip from Eau Claire. It doesn't matter to me that you get a season, a 10-game pack, 20-game pack, or a full season. I don't care if you're the bandwagon jumper that just jumped aboard a week ago. I don't care if you jumped aboard today. You're all welcome, and it's very gratifying. Jeff Orlowski, this is a special night. It really is, four consecutive years of the postseason.
Yeah, no, it's huge. We all knew it was coming. It's kind of special that the Brewers are going to sit there and clinch their playoff berth against the Cubs and then clinch the division title against the Cardinals.
And they are. Yes, they are.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's great to, A, do it at home in front of your home crowd, have everybody go, you know, completely bonkers at AmFam Field, and then, you know, there's going to be another party in just a couple days.
All right, let's get to you guys. How does this feel? Just express your feeling to me. We're talking feelings tonight on the postgame show. This is awesome. Guys, it is. It's official. That's the thing. We can pretend all we want that they're going to tank. We can, you know, it's going to take some time. Just don't get you. No, it's official now. They did it, and it's got to feel good. I don't care if it's just a play. Again, I can't believe I even said that. Just a playoff spot? That's not how it works in baseball. This isn't hockey. This isn't basketball. This isn't football, where about half the league makes the playoffs. Think about that. That's not the way it works in baseball. It's a very special and sacred thing to make the postseason in baseball.
Yep, really, let's hear those. Let's hear you pop those tops.
Yeah, absolutely. If you guys want to get into a habit of starting out each phone call with my favorite song, and that's the crack open of a Miller High Life, it is by far my favorite song. Let's go to you guys. Roger, you're first up. You got to bring it. How does this feel, Roger?
Well, you know, you're a fan idiot if you go through 162 games and can't celebrate getting into the playoffs for everything you said, Tim, but there's so much an investment on our part and effort on the players and coaches' parts that you just have to. It totally legitimizes us celebrating and appreciating what the Brewers did tonight. Now, having said that, obviously, and I don't think there's any concern on any of our parts that any of the players or Counsell is going to look at this as a unique accomplishment given what they've done in the past. I'll say this, and I'm not going to explain it, but I'm glad that the playoffs aren't tomorrow. I'll just leave it that way. I'm glad that we have a little bit of time here to maybe work through a few things.
Sure.
Maybe 2 weeks ago, I was itchy to get the playoffs going. But right now, let's celebrate this. Let's appreciate, and we can move on. I got to get this off my chest. Just the league. If an ump is going to position on the inside corner of whether it's a left or right hander, which the ump was doing tonight, my God, don't get duped into Elzele flopping backwards. I just thought no excuse for that. It was obviously a strike, but
watch the ball. Watch the ball,
yeah,
Blue.
But, Yeah, let's treasure this one, and we'll have a division championship coming up here soon, and then World Series, here we come.
There you go. All right, 414-799-1250. He's right. It's 162 games. Well, you know, I mean, obviously we're a little short of that, 14 short of that right now. But again, I would like to say I'm used to this, and it's a good pattern to have. It's a good sentiment to have that you're used to making the playoffs. It's four consecutive. Are you used to it as a Brewers fan? Not quite yet. It's still special to me, only because I've been victim of this Brewers organization environment. As I said, they went 26 years of not winning the World Series. Oh, check that. They went 26 years of not making the postseason. And now they've made it four straight. It's the eighth time in franchise history that they've made the postseason. It has to remain special for us. It does. On the other hand, check back with me in a few years when they make it five, six, seven consecutive years in the postseason.
As long as Milwaukee doesn't turn into Atlanta where, you know, they make the playoffs and they can't sell out a playoff game, you know, as long as we stay the awesome fan base that – that the Brewers have 3 million strong on a normal year through the turnstiles all the time. Hell yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And this is, to me, the more you get in, Craig Counsell is going to win a World Series. I'm convinced of it. Just keep doing this. You will break. And it might be this year. I'm not saying it's not this year. Could very well be this year because it sure feels like it's going to be this year. I can tell you that. They've had a tremendous amount of challenges this year. Didn't seem to faze them. They're 91 wins with 14 left. I mean, this would be the stellar year after 162. We'd say, wow, they're a pretty damn good team. 91 win team right there. Uh-uh, there's 14 left. They're a force. Telling you, they're a force, and we need to enjoy this. Tim and Racine, you're next at 414-799-1250.
Hey, how you doing tonight, Tim?
How do you think I'm doing? That's just a rhetorical question.
Hey, Jeff is not the pipe bomb. He's the big bopper.
Okay.
No. Hey, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to get the whole kennel club of dogs and go to your next-door neighbor's house and they can all crap on his lawn. How's that sound?
There you go. I'm with you. Yes. He told me they were going to tank this year. No. They're far from that.
I'm talking to all the dogs. Not just one. I'm talking like a couple hundred.
So you're feeling pretty good. You got to be feeling pretty good. Brewers in the playoffs.
Yeah, I tell you, one thing I'm not, though, is a fair or whatchamacallit kind of fan, you know.
Who?
Fair weather.
Like that kind of fair weather one, but.
It don't matter. You know, it's okay. It's fine. See, some are offended by that. I'm not offended by that.
No, I'm not either, because as long as your heart's a Brewer fan, that's all that matters.
That's right.
Really?
That's right.
I mean, and I think we have the best catching duo in baseball. I don't care what anybody says, because we really do.
These guys are dynamite. All right, Tim, I got to scoot right from Manny from the right side. A couple of homers tonight. You got Omar, Mr. Consistency from the left side. You're in great shape right there. You really are in great shape. We've been waiting for this all season long. Those of us that, you know, been grinding through this season and having a great time doing it, we remember what happened with the trade of Adamas and the acquisition. We remember having a 21-23 mark. We remember losing the opening series to the Minnesota Twins. You remember that? They lose 2 of 3 right there. We remember all these things. We remember that, you know, the COVID took a huge toll on the bullpen. We remember the back injuries. We remember Christian Yelich and Colton Wong all to the IL. Willie Adamas to the IL. We remember all of these things. Omar, I think every one of them went to the IL. Grinding through these things. Late night games. sitting up late talking with me.
That's a grind.
That's probably your biggest challenge of the whole year. Forget about the injuries and COVID. You got to deal with me. You know, I mean, but all of those things, and I'm fine with that. Tim mentioned the bandwagon jumpers. That's fine if you jumped on yesterday or the day before.
Hell yeah. Welcome aboard.
No doubt.
Have
no
some
doubt.
Fun.
Now you can just, you know, division title is next. And then you line things up the way you want them. Then I want to see how Craig Counsell manages the remaining, 12, 13 games, whatever it might be, once the division crown, and you feel you can't catch the one seed. And those are two factors right there. You win the division first. You get in the playoffs first, which they did tonight. Win the division next. And then let's find out if the one seed is attainable. If and when it's not, at that point, I am absolutely fascinated to see how Craig Counsell is going to manage this team.
Yeah.
Maybe more so, probably up there toward the top. I mean, I was fascinated in 2018, the way he, you know, handled the bullpen and the electric dudes and all that. But, you know, as the course of this four straight playoff appearances moved along, you know, you kind of get to know how he manages. Well, this is different. We haven't seen this from Craig Counsell. We haven't seen it ever from Craig Counsell. To manage to where you're lining things up for the best possible scenario to try and win a World Series.
And you got like 2 weeks in advance to do it.
Yep. Yep. That's going to be interesting to me. And a shortened roster. I mean,
again,
it's only 28. Last year before that, forever. It expand it to the way you want. Move in a whole group of players. Then you can pitch box whenever you want. Well, now someone's got to chew up some innings. Brett Anderson, hello. I see him getting a ton of innings. I do. And so we're gonna find that out. You want to get one more in here?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Let's get Nate. Nate's been with us. I can promise you this. This young man's been with us all year long. It's got to feel good. Nate, what's on your mind?
Yeah, Tim, it feels real good, man. Winning doesn't get old, man.
No
never gets
question.
Old. Success never gets old. So just these 4 years has been amazing, man. Like, dude, like, I remember going to games. I remember tickets being given away at my mom's shop by the boatloads, you know what I mean? So, Nowadays, you'd be lucky if you can find a couple of tickets for free, you know? So it's just, man, those days till now, I always thought like, man, if I could just get a couple years of playoff baseball and to have four straight, it's unbelievable. Now it's something, a bigger picture. Now it's the division. And then later on, it's going to be the World Series, because these guys have it from the fight. They don't give up. They stay in ball games, and the bullpen is going to give you a chance each and every night. And these guys, Craig Counsell, instills it in these guys that no matter one run, two run, three runs, they can come back from anyone, any deficit. So I'm just excited, man. I just can't wait for the playoffs.
I know that, but there's, I mean, a little bit of work to do. You're right. Nate, we'll be talking again. I know that. And into the postseason. I appreciate it. There's a little work to do. Got to win the division. There's a little work to do. I don't think you can book on the one seed. It's going to be tough tracking down the West, but okay, a lot of people think that that's not where you want to be. I don't know about that. I know where we are, and that's the playoffs for the fourth consecutive year. I don't want to just go all drip on Craig Counsell, but I do think he is the biggest reason why they are in this situation.
So why do you yell at him every night on his ride home, Tim?
That's the great thing about baseball. That's why. And he understands that. These guys know. Absolutely. These guys are talking in the dugout about the same things we talk about on the air. They're talking about the same things, maybe a little more on the intelligence side, granted, baseball intelligence. But nonetheless, that's the great debate about it. He is the reason a lot of people will say Stearns. And I understand that argument, and I think it's a great debate because of the acquisitions and the player movement and the manipulation of rosters, the manipulation, yes, dare I say it, of the injury list. I think that's a part in baseball. They're not going to come out and tell you this all around the league, but it is truly a part of baseball.
Yeah, of course.
And it's fudging it just a little bit, but this is the daily grind of keeping a mindset, keeping a work ethic, keeping a fun factor, keeping your feet on the ground, not getting high, getting too low. I mean, this is counsel. And when you look back at his career, I noticed something about certain players. They not only as players, World Series just kind of follows them. And I'm not saying Craig Counsell, because of Craig Counsell, the D-backs or the Marlins were in the World Series. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying, just ironically, isn't it ironic that, you know, the World Series and deep postseason runs kind of follow players around, and then it follows them around into their coaching careers, and then it follows them around into their managerial careers. There's something to that. Folks, there is, and Counsell's one of them. Some people don't like Craig Counsell, but some people aren't going to like any manager. Oh. So I can't help you there. All I know is this dude has got this team into the playoffs for the fourth consecutive year. He's the longest tenured NL manager as we speak. No one's managed more in the National League for the same team than Craig Counsell. And this is all about him. And it is.
Oh, yeah. Big tip of the hat to Craig. Big tip of the hat. Matt Arnold, I see you.
There you go. We got a lot to cover tonight. I want to get your reaction on just how you're feeling because, again, they've been in cruise control a little bit. But don't forget where this organization has been, because I don't. I'm never going to forget 26 years of not making the playoffs.
Don't say the numbers again. This is joyous.
It is. It's four consecutive now. You're listening to the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. There's the Polish pipe bomb. My name is Tim Allen. We're celebrating not only a Brewers victory over the Cubs, and that brings happiness enough. 6-4, the final there, but they clinch a playoff spot for the fourth consecutive year, eighth time in franchise history. We'll be back, 12:50 a.m., The Fan.
Let's hear what you thought of today's game on the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. On The Fan, call Tim Allen now at 414-799-1250 or tweet the show at 12:50 a.m., The Fan.
It is a celebration tonight as the Brewers clinch their fourth consecutive playoff appearance after a 6-4 victory over the Cubs. And, this is how it laid out for me to get optimum pleasure out of this stuff. So you clinch a playoff spot over the – see, I'm evil. You clinch a playoff spot over the Cubs, and then you're going to wait about 48 hours. You're going to clinch the division over the Cardinals. See, you couldn't line it up any better than that.
That's right.
Yeah, 799-1250. We'll get to you guys. Want to get your reaction, how you're feeling. And I do want to say that just tooling around social media here. So we talk about bandwagon jumpers and who are the hardcore Brewer fans. And again, I've been pretty transparent on this. It doesn't matter to me. I'm not offended by that. If anyone jumped on yesterday or if someone wants to grab, you know, their first Brewers shirt or jersey or hat or whatever and say, hey, how about the Brewers? What time is the Brewer game on? Are they're headed to the playoffs again? Yep, see, I'm a Brewer fan. So on social media, there's three ladies that they're out to party tonight.
Nice.
They're headed from American Family Field down to downtown to do a little tipping. It is Vonda and Emma and Bree. And guys, Okay, I'm just saying.
Where are you meeting them out at, Timmy?
Just saying. There are three fine, upstanding young ladies of the community. Let's just say that.
Well, hey, if they listen to this show, they're beautiful.
they actually are. Yes, very much so. All right, this is how it sounded on Fox 6 television as the Brewers punched their ticket to the postseason.
For a fourth straight year, the Brewers are playoff bound. Hader strikes out Wisdom, and Milwaukee is back in the postseason. And they will be a very formidable contender in the National League.
Yeah, they are a tough, tough customer in the National League. Guys, this might be just the beginning of something super, super special. Okay, let me get your feelings on this. 799-1250. Steve, you're next. You're calling from Waukesha, or is that someone drunk saying, trying to say Waukesha? I'm not sure here. I've never heard of Waukesha.
Steve, wake up, buddy.
Okay.
All right.
Let's go to Tony. Fine.
It was a drunk Waukesha, I think.
It must have been, yes. let's go to Tony, listening on the Odyssey app. Tony, you're next on the Fan.
Timmy, is Steve okay? Is he asleep at the wheel? What's going on there?
I know that.
He was hanging with Tony La Russa.
Yeah.
I guess so. Hey, did you guys see what happened in the Padre game today?
I haven't looked at details, not yet.
Yeah, Tatis and Machado got into a little altercation.
Oh, yeah.
And, Timmy, that makes me realize this Brewer locker room and just the team in general and the way Craig is managing, it's special, man. I love the way you're thinking. I love everything you're saying right now, Timmy, how everything's lining up between councils managing. He always looks like a nervous Nelly, which I love it, but he's hitting all the right beatings. And the thing about the team this year, Tim, is they don't have to do any kind of gimmicks. They got the horses. This lineup is versatile. They can beat you in many ways. This is the best Brewer team in my lifetime, and I go back to probably about 1980. So this is just outstanding, Tim.
Yeah, it is. And we'll get into that comparison in the final couple of weeks of the season here. Tony, thanks for listening, and just enjoy this. Enjoy this feeling. Yeah, okay, there's still some work to be done. And I know some are going to say, hey, you guys celebrate a playoff appearance. You got much more on your plate instead of that. Come on, don't go crazy here. No, that's the thing, how sacred this is. And now just on that council thing, I don't know how many of us, Tony, thanks for the call. I don't know how many of us are going to credit Craig Council as much as I am. But just in terms of, you know, what I know of baseball, and, you know, you can say that's maybe a lot or whatever, and you can say maybe not so much. What I know of baseball, that dude needs more credit than he's already getting.
Yeah.
Because of the atmosphere that he created here. And he did it day one. I'll never forget it, his opening press conference. We need to dig that up at some point in the final stretch here, Jeff, so earmark that. We're going to play a little bit of that as the final couple of weeks kind of wind down here a little bit in the regular season, because it's a culture. And we hear that term a lot, just in life in general, but just from a baseball standpoint, we hear that, and it's like each team is different. So you can't, and he's expressed this as well, you can't just say that, okay, last year was electric dudes, so we're going to roll that moniker out there the very following year. It didn't happen. So one year we say they're out-getters. That's who we have. We're out-getters. You can't just roll that out the very next year. Each team is so different, he allows it to kind of grow organically. But there is a method to that madness. There really is. And he is the reason they're here. I'm 100% convinced of it.
Well, and there's not many managers in baseball that can get a veteran player as good as Lorenzo Cain to sit there and be okay with hitting eighth.
Yep.
You know, the players love him, respect him, and will run through a wall for him. And it shows year after year. You have to tip your hat.
And Lorenzo almost did run through
yes,
the wall.
Yes, he did.
What a catch for Lorenzo Cain. See, and that's the thing, too. As this thing snowballs, and it's a great season thus far, as it snowballs, that's the barometer that I use occasionally. And that is when you have the what we define as the casual fans, when they can say, oh, and that catch by Lorenzo Cain. Did you see that catch, Tim? In years past, it'd be, so what did the Brewers do tonight? Oh, they lost again. Okay. Now it's details. Now it's deep because we're watching the games together. We're following the games together. And I could tell you guys at American Family Field were starting to smell the playoffs. I'm going to say right around the seventh or eighth inning. You look up at the out-of-town scoreboard and you're seeing that Cincinnati loses earlier, so check that box. And then you're seeing, well, Padres are winning, so it's not going to happen tonight. And then, well, the Cardinals come back, and now it's just the Brewers win, and they're in, and that's what happened here. 799-1250, where are we going here?
Let's go out to Glendale and bring in John.
John, what's happening? How you feeling tonight?
Oh my God, you guys are tearing it up tonight. You're coming through like a fireball. Both you guys, man, you're killing it. What a great victory tonight to make the playoffs, eh, guys?
Yes, sir.
Oh, man, just amazing. I'm on cloud nine. I can tell you that. Oh, and again, you may look at me like this cheerleading Brewer dude that does a radio show in Milwaukee, but I don't care.
Tim, you're off the chart tonight. You know, we got to come up with a song like we did a couple seasons ago where we got to come up with a song to kind of denote the season and that. And I'm coming up with an AC/DC little theme tonight. I'm rocking the house here to celebrate. So how about a little Rolling Thunder, Power Rain. The crew is coming on like a hurricane. I see our season flash across the sky. We're only young and the crew is gonna fly. How about it, you guys?
Oh,
I love it. There you go, John.
I got one more. Okay, Pipe Bomb, I got a new nickname for you. You're gonna love it, okay? Are you ready?
Yeah, hit me.
You are the 2021 Am Fan Thunderstruck Man.
Love it. Love it. Thank you.
I got one more before signing off. A couple things. How about Manny Pena? I mean, really, it's almost like he's a regular everyday player. Even obviously he's not. But, I mean, he's a backup catcher. He is consistently contributing. That is just unbelievable.
Yep. Yeah, no question.
And then last note, Tim, you got to get everybody's beer count tonight. I mean, we got to be all in on this. So everybody out there, you know, tipping back a Spotted Cow, a River West, a little Jack Daniels. You got to get everybody's beer count because everybody's happy tonight. You guys are awesome. I'm going to hang up and listen. Go crew.
John, thanks. We'll talk again. No doubt. 799-1250. If you want to get your thoughts out here on the Brewers punching their ticket to the postseason. You know, on the nickname, you know, John, I don't know if you can come up with a better nickname than the Polish Pipe Bomb.
You cannot, but that was a valiant effort. I give him mad credit for singing. You know, I heard him singing, John from Glendale, on the post-game show. You know, it would be almost like we have another musical genius like Mike on the South Side who was busting some raps on Bart's show
earlier in
the week.
Mike, I heard that, and what was going on with you? Creative juices flowing.
What is this monster I've unleashed?
I got
Bart and Romney wanting to kill me because they weren't included. We got Tim Allen in there.
Yes, you did, and I appreciate that. Yes.
Hey, it's coming this week. Thursday, we're all getting together, fourth base. Now, if there's a bandwagon, let's get 20 city buses. I'll fill them with whoever wants comfort or ride. Because when the Packers went to the Super Bowl, I'm like, wow, there's women in here tonight. They all got on it, you know?
Yes, it's okay.
And Timmy, I don't know. You don't sound that excited about this. Are you still reluctant?
Are you kidding?
Well, I told you a week ago, the Magic 8-Ball says World Series.
Okay. Hey, it's the 2021 championship season.
Well, it didn't say they were going to win.
Oh,
it said they were going to be in it.
I'm not the excited one. Come on, Mike. World Series bound. Come on.
I got to bust your nuts somehow.
That's true.
I want more excitement, you know, American spirits all day.
What's your beer count tonight?
Oh, I took a nap.
I did, too.
Yeah.
Naps are great.
I went to a car show, I had a couple, and then I came home and took a nap.
There you go.
I caught it from the fifth inning on.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. Once the postseason hits, that's not going to happen. First pitch to last pitch.
The
beer count will happen.
Roger and Trav are going to get together with a few 30 bricks.
Nice.
Okay. All right, Mike, enjoy it. Hey, enjoy
it.
The Brewers.
I'll talk to you. What we got tomorrow? Philly? No, it's St. Louis.
Yeah.
No, it's the Chicago Cubs tomorrow.
I got some bad news for St. Louis.
It's the Cubs tomorrow.
I hope no one got pulled over on the way home, Chicago fans.
Yeah.
I was just driving around. I saw a lot of popo.
Don't let the toll booth hit you in the tailgate, Cub fans. Thank you. Thank you.
Watch your speeds, Cub fans.
Yeah. All right, Mike. You got to scoot. I will say that it's the stars lined up perfectly for the Brewers to celebrate over the right in front of the Cubs, and then they're going to celebrate the division title on Monday night. I'm convinced of that. The Brewers win tomorrow. Here's how this shakes out. As long as the Brewers win tomorrow, they can clinch the division on Monday night. I mean, that's just the way this is shaking out. Let's go to Dick. Dick, you're next on the Fan, 414-799-1250. What's going on?
Well, I'm happy that they're in the playoffs, but I want to inject some reality here. Okay, it's great to win and get in the playoffs. We did that with the Bucks, and finally we got over the top. Let's face reality here. We've got a gigantic elephant in the room. Christian Yelich, he should not be batting third. Switch Kane up there. If he doesn't start playing for us in the playoffs, we're not going to go anywhere. I'm not satisfied with just making the playoffs. No one should be. And we have to do something. And this would be a bold move, but you got to do it. Yelich is just not producing. I'm not talking in the future. I'm talking this year. If we don't do something with him, we're not going to go very far.
Christian Yelich hasn't hit a home run since August 21st. He's batting just under 250, or right around 250.
He hasn't hit the warning track.
Let's see here. What else? He's getting on base. I will say that.
Yeah.
He is playing decent defense.
Wimpy singles. You don't have a guy batting third to hit wimpy singles.
And to strike out three times in the same game, but who's counting?
Yeah, I am.
I understand, Dick, totally what you're saying. I do. And I think it would be a bold move. I trust Craig Counsell. There's not too much to debate on that part of it, the trusting Craig Counsell. I'll go with it for now. But there are 14 games left. Do you see any indication that he's going to turn things around like Eduardo Escobar did in terms of the power? Because Esky is starting to hit for power now.
Yeah, I don't see anything.
Well, Dick, like you said, you know, we're happy to make the playoffs, but we both expect more. Right in the second inning, I sat there and I looked at Tim after Lorenzo Cain made that phenomenal grab, and I said, that out isn't worth him getting hurt. And, you know, I don't care if they would have lost the game, you know, because he came up short instead of going balls to the wall like he did, literally, and you know, risking injury. Lorenzo's cane is not one I want even feeling a little bit hurt going into the playoffs.
Dick, I can promise you this. I will make you a promise. Believe me, in the next 14 games, we will have an extensive conversation about Christian Yelich. There's no question. You will get 100% what's in me about Christian Yelich, okay?
All right.
You're going to get it. And I think it may surprise some people. Thanks for the call. I think it may surprise some people.
That's going to be must-listen-to radio. I can't wait.
I think so. I think so. I'll just say this. I'll echo what Pipe Bomb just said. We all expect more out of Christian Yelich. I get a down roll. I get, you know, players are going to slump no matter how good or bad they are. But we expect more out of this number 22, don't we?
Well, hell
I think
yeah.
We all agree on that. And then we need to talk about that. But tonight's not the night. I'm just celebrating tonight. That's what I'm doing. And the reason is because of the history of the organization. It's still fresh and cool and colorful and just it's a celebration here. It is. Why wouldn't it be? Now, talk to me if you're the Atlanta Braves winning, I want to say, 12 consecutive division titles. I want to say it was like 12 straight. They got a World Series out of it, but 12 straight? Okay, maybe I'll have a little different regard in that situation. But right now, man, they're in the playoffs. The 2021 championship season is more than alive and well. It's cruising is what it's doing. We're going to hear from Craig Council, a number of the players. It's a celebration tonight on 1250 AM The Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What was the deal with the lineup? Why did he make that bullpen move? Why did he pinch hit with that guy? Time to get all of those questions answered and more with Scoop from the Skipper. Brought to you by Scholze Family Beef. Treat your grill to quality pasture-raised beef from their family farm. Just go to ScholzeFamilyBeef.com. This is the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. On The Fan.
Hey, Yeah, we're throwing a party in the studio here. Because it is a celebration. Absolutely.
I can't give my voice that high.
Yeah, well, great years ago. We'll get Sparky to get the voice that high. Brewers punched their ticket to the postseason for the fourth consecutive year, and we're celebrating tonight here on The Fan, that's for sure. Still getting your reaction. Going to hear from Craig Counsell. And some would say that we're maybe overplaying this a little bit. I say you are nuts to think that. You're nuts to think that. This is a celebration. It is. Anytime you make the postseason in baseball, it's a very sacred thing. It's just special. It is. Now, there's still a long way to go here. A lot of history to be made. 1981, the organization hits the playoffs, and they win the half season. It was a strike situation, and they split the season in halves. So the Brewers won half of that season, hit the postseason. Next year, went to the World Series, as we all know, 1982. And then really fast forward and cast that line way out there to 2008. And we all went crazy then, right? I still kind of feel the same way I did in 2008, in 2011 when they won the division and won 96 games. I still have that same feeling tonight that I did in 82. When they won in Baltimore on the final game of the year to get to the postseason again. I felt that way in 2018 when they hit the pay window. 2019, yeah, they get in, and it's the wild card one gamer, but they're in. 2020, last year, 60 game, shortened season. Under 500, they make it. Who cares? They made the postseason, and then tonight, they're a runaway freight train here is what they are, and still a lot of history to be made. 799-1250. Let's go to someone calling themselves the Fat Man. The Fat Man, you're next on The Fan.
I don't just call myself the Fat Man. I am the Fat Man.
You are. I haven't talked to you in a long time.
You know what? It's been a few years since I called in. However, a couple things. Number one, Brewers win the World Series this year. Their pitching is too good. Once everybody gets healthy, they are going to hit the ball. Number two, this is the question I have for you. New baseball, Manny Pena has more home runs now than Omar Narvaez.
Mm-hmm.
Do you start Manny Pena every day because he's got about 40% of the at-bats that Omar does and has more home runs?
And I've wondered about the lineup structure against righties and lefties, and I wonder in the postseason when they face a lefty if Manny gets the start right there. And my guess is, knowing Craig Counsell, yes. I think he does. I do. I wonder against lefties if Escobar is going to start over Rowdy Tellez and Daniel Vogelbach. And my guess is yes, because Louis is going to start at third against the lefties. All of these, I don't think he's going to change his tune too much.
I want to see Manny Pena get more starts than he's getting right now.
I think it's just a great platoon. It really is. I was maybe leaning toward the camp earlier this year of, come on, Manny Pena, it's Daniel Robertson, it's Tim Lopes, it's all these other guys. But, man, he has really stepped up.
Find some offense. But Manny Pena, you look at the Mike Zunino camp, I like Manny Pena starting more games.
Okay. No, I get you. You're probably not alone there. He's
only hitting .201.
Yeah. Yeah, but he's come up clutch. What's
Mike Zunino hitting? About .170?
Yeah.
But he's got 30 bombs, and that's what you're looking for in today's game.
Yeah, no, I understand, and I think Manny calls a good game, obviously good defensively, and I do believe that you face Urias of the Dodgers, let's say. I think Manny starts that game. I do. I don't think Craig Counsell is going to go with pretty much what got him here. And that's why I find it hard to believe that they'll move Yelich in the lineup too. So we'll see.
Yeah. All this Yelich, I hate Yelich stuff that I've heard tonight. No. Yelich is hitting like 300 in the last 6 weeks. He's still getting base hits and driving in runs. And when he gets on base, he's scoring runs.
He's a gazelle on the base pass. I mean, let's face it. I mean, he made a great catch defensively.
Faster.
Yeah, he made a great catch defensively, too. And, you know, people talk about the glove and over the shoulder. That catch was set up by his legs.
Yes.
No, he strikes out a lot, and he's grounded into a bunch of double plays lately. But
Stop.
But he's still doing okay at the plate. Right. He's still hitting 300. You know what? If you're going to fail 70% of the time, it's okay to be okay 30% of the time. And
okay, so you call yourself fat man. Are you actually a large man?
I'm not that fat. I got called fat because I was slightly overweight at about 6'2" and 190 pounds.
Oh, what?
Come on,
Jesus!
I was dating a girl who was 0% body fat. So.
Oh, lucky okay. You, my friend. Lucky you.
Get out of here.
That was 25 years ago, and today I'm about 10 pounds heavier.
Gotcha.
You're still skinny, right, Timmy. That's the answer. Hey, don't make it five more years before you call in there, Tubbs.
Yes, take it easy. Let's go to Ryan leaving American Family Field. You're next on The Fan at 414-799-1250.
Oh, hey, Tim. Great win tonight. Wasn't sure if they were going to get the job done tonight, you know, kind of trotting out Pena, Peterson, and Reyes, and, you know, Kane going from eighth and ninth in the order to now all of a sudden fifth. But they got it done tonight. It was a great win. A lot of solo home runs. Great catch in center field from Kane. Hope he's okay. But, yeah, it was just a great win and a great time to be at American Family Field tonight.
And again, how was it inside there toward the end?
You know what, Tim? It wasn't that loud. A lot of late-arriving fans today, a lot of tailgaters outside. But towards the end and leaving American Family Field, walking through the concourse and the tunnels, there was a lot of Let's Go Brewers chants. So, I still got tickets for three more games to close out this season. I hope they can clinch the division Monday, so I'm excited to go back to some more games. And I think momentum and the fans are kind of revving up here for these final few weeks into the playoffs.
I think so. I think you're right, Ryan. Word is getting out that, school's back and the Bucks did their run and the Packers are underway and things like that. Now it's almost like it's going to focus on the isolated Brewer situation. So we'll see. Ryan, thanks for the call. 799-1250. I'm going to hear from Craig Counsell in a second. Let's go to Patrick. You're next on The Fan.
Hey, Franchise. Thanks for the call. Man, this is I think so much has to be credited to Craig Counsell. I mean, 4 years in a row, just look at how far this franchise has come. Think back to like 2008, just making the playoffs, like the party, the storm in the field. And tonight, I just think it's like we have so much more to accomplish. Like there isn't any of that, but in a good way, you know, there's bigger things to accomplish. And I think that's just a big credit to Craig Counsell.
I can't say more about Craig Counsell. I lose sight of some words and some terminology and some verbiage when I try and give him the accolades, but I can't say enough. I really can't. He's the reason. And there are a couple of different factors in that. I don't necessarily love every call he makes. I don't, but that's, you know, again, the great thing about the great debate of baseball. But a couple of things raised my eyebrows when he was first hired, and one of which that said we're going to be better teammates. That's always going
exactly.
to ring true to me.
Yeah.
We're going to be better teammates. We're going to stay connected, all that sort of thing. The other thing that was really, really interesting to me is that, you know, we all know he's a local guy. But when he said he cares about the logo, is what he termed it as, I care about this logo, there's something in there. There's something to be said about that. Now, I don't, you know, I'm not going to sit here and say that other managers that didn't grow up in that particular market are going to do any less of a job, but do you do more if this is your team? His pop worked for the team. He grew up a fan of the team. He's running around meeting Paul Molitor and Robin Yount at times. I mean, that to me, I think it means something. I do.
Oh, yeah. He's just, yeah, there's just a more passion out of him. And it's just amazing. I was on that 26-year run with you too, Tim, and it was long and brutal. And I just think it's, you know, kudos to the organization for how far we've come and to not, you know, just we want bigger things to accomplish.
Yes. And they're going to break through here. They're just going to break through. They're on the path to breaking through, to winning a World Series. They are.
Right.
It takes a lot to win that. It does. A lot of things need to go right. But if you're going to win a World Series, I'm always going to point to this. If you're going to win a World Series, this is exactly how you do it. So I don't know if they're going to, but if they are, we're on the path. All of these things are lining up to define it as, if you're going to win the World Series, this is how you do it. And things need to go right. Things need to bounce right. Guys need to have good years. Guys need to bounce back and have great years. Guys need to step up in the clutch. I mean, we're seeing all of those things come to fruition. Every team has their injuries. Every team has the COVID challenge. Every team has their issues. And this team is no different, but they still excel despite all that. I mean, it would seem empty to me to have this team bow out early. It just, it doesn't feel like they're going to lose in round one. It really doesn't.
No, it doesn't. No. Now, Tim, now this is out of your control. But if the team clinches on Monday night, are we really going to hear a Packer postgame show?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Believe me, I can. It ain't my choice.
Hit me up on Twitter. I'll give you Tim's home number, and yeah. You could just call him.
It's not my choice, man. I'm not going to. I completely disagree with it. It's not my choice. Just so you guys are clear where I'm coming from. I want to work. I want to talk Brewers baseball. It's out of my hands. You know, it's like walking into the clubhouse and you're Pablo Reyes or you're Manny Pena. And the first thing you do is you look at the lineup. That's what you do. What are you going to do? Go pound down the boss's door, kick down council's door and say, I want to be in there, or I need to be in there. Or, why aren't I in there? It's out of my control. I'm washing my hands of it, but that's all I can say. I mean, there's nothing else to say. So I wish I could. There's still tomorrow. There's still Tuesday. There's still the postseason.
I got tickets for Tuesday. I'm going to be selfish, and hopefully that I hold off till Tuesday.
We're going to do the exact same thing. Trust me, man.
Yeah.
I don't root for the Brewers to lose often, but I'm rooting for them not to clinch on Monday. I'll tell you that.
Exactly. Okay. I'm there with you.
All right. I don't know what I'm wishing for. I want them to just win and see what happens. But, Patrick, thanks. I appreciate
it. Thanks, man.
Yep, we'll talk again. Yeah, it's just funny. It's weird.
Just crazy timing, man. You know, it's silly how some of this stuff works out. But, you know, when it does, then it seems like it always works this way. But, hey, like I said, let's root for when let's root for, you know, Tuesday clincher.
Can I just finish with saying I'm not particularly pleased about it? Is that a good way to finish?
Yeah.
That particular issue?
Yep.
In fact,
we got Brian in St. Francis. He wants to jump on here before you get yourself in trouble, Timmy.
Yes. Good,
hey, Brian, save Timmy's
segue.
Ass here, will you?
Yeah.
Thanks
What's going on?
Let me jump on. I appreciate that.
Sure.
And yes, I agree with you, Tim, that winning, getting into the playoffs, it never gets old. I also agree with you 110% with everything you said about Craig Counsell. But my thing is this.
has he made the manager of the year?
It's just that San Francisco Giants situation is really bumming me out. I thought they'd fade down the stretch here with their age, and they haven't. They've excelled pretty well, and Kapler looks like he's going to nose out Craig Counsell, and it's a downer knowing that he's got this team, one of the best teams in the National League. Probably just won, well, not probably, has won far more games than the San Francisco Giants would have ever hoped to win in the last 4 years. And yet Craig Counsell is going to get aced out of a manager of the year. It's too bad.
Well, you could probably ask Craig and he'll probably say, you know what? I don't care. I'd rather win the World Series. But my thing is this, that what was it last year or the year before when the Cardinals manager came out of nowhere and he got it? And it's like, I'm thinking, really? Craig already established himself as a manager. And this guy comes out of nowhere and he gets it?
Mike Schilt, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it sucks.
Then it boils down to the national media and Milwaukee just not getting any respect.
I think that's part of it. I do. But okay. You know what? You know what's going to turn that around? And that's going to be, again, winning baseball games. Just keep winning games. The game in front of you, that's not going to change in the playoffs. It won't change. That's been his MO. My job is, quote, Craig Counsell, my job is to win that day's baseball game. He said that a few years ago. And that's not going to change.
And I bet if you ask Craig, he would, you know, I don't think he really does care. You know, a lot of people would say, I don't care. You know, it's more about the team. But I really think that Craig feels that way, especially with the way he manages.
I would agree with that. And it's not like he doesn't need baseball accolades. He's been at the highest of the mountaintop.
Yep.
He's been there. He's how many interviews has he done? How many times has he been featured on MLB Network? How many times has he been all over media, all over everything, the baseball landscape? He's been there.
Clutch games as a player, clutch games as a manager.
Yep. Yep. Postseason runs as a player, postseason runs as a manager.
Yep.
I mean, big hits, big situations, big decisions as a manager that's, you know, sway the win or loss. I mean, I think deep down, yeah, it's like, you know,
gets the shaft.
Yeah, he does, and I think it might happen again. I'm preparing for that. I'm wishing the best for him in that regard, but I'm preparing for that. I am.
Sam, it just would be nice that people outside of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, would notice that.
Yeah, but who cares?
Well, yeah, and it goes to the underestimating, and maybe that is a little bit of a bonus. You want to underestimate the Brewers? They're gonna make you pay for that.
You guys have an awesome night.
You right, too. I think the fact that a lot of people feel that the Brewers are underestimated in the national media, which I agree, mm-hmm. I think that, you know, helps make it such the rabid fan base that it is, you know, all the huge numbers through the turnstiles and seasons past and everything like that, and just the genuine love that the city has for the team. I think, you know, because of the perceived lack of national media brings everybody closer together.
Yeah, it is up to the individual where they want to deem their own success. You know what I mean? It does change. You know, your barometer is a little bit different than someone else's, Jeff,
mm-hmm.
in your situation. Someone else maybe, you know, hey, Pipe Bomb, you want to fill in for the, you know, college sports show? And it's like, you're supposed to be happy about that and everything, but you have family plans. You know what I mean? It's just, you know, do you want or do you need? And I don't think Craig needs it. Does he want it?
Everybody wants it.
They do, and yeah. I think he does. But does he need it to do a good job or to be one of the best managers in baseball? No.
No.
He doesn't need any accolade or any plaque or award. Not in the least. All right, 799-1250. Still a ways to go here. We are going to hear from Manny Pena. Always a good listen, that's for sure. But let's get to Craig Counsell here as his team has punched another ticket to the postseason four consecutive years for the organization under Craig Counsell.
Craig, that was such a muted postgame. It looked like a lot of your other victories. Is that a signal to you that these guys know there's bigger things ahead?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, we've been pretty consistent there. And, we've put the ability to win the division, you know, in our control. And so that's our goal. I think we're sticking to that goal. We're thrilled to have, you know, kind of know that we're in the playoffs. I think everybody's thrilled with that. But, I think the goal that we feel like we've have earned the right to, you know, to wait for is to win that division.
Craig, do you have an update on Lorenzo and why he got pulled? I kind of assumed it was off that catch, but
yeah, it was from the play, the incredible play he made with Contreras ball. As the game went on a little bit, his right groin just got sore. So, you know, we're not really sure how he did it. He honestly didn't feel it kind of initially when he made the catch or when we were out there talking to him. It just kind of knocked the wind out of him a little bit. But as the couple innings progressed, the groin became sore, so we got him out of there.
Craig, how cool is it to see Manny with a game like tonight, especially with the way he struggled offensively to start the season?
Well, you know, that's why we play the whole season, because Manny is not struggling lately. So he's put together a really nice season. The power that he's shown has been impactful. The runs he's driven in have been impactful. He's turning in his best offensive season, really. It's not done with batting average, but it's been done with power and home runs and driving in runs. So he's having a really good offensive season. And tonight was kind of capped it off, really.
Craig, tonight's game is sort of like a back and forth home run derby. You did a homer, they did a homer. You did a homer, they. And then you guys had the last one with Manny's second one. But that was kind of an unusual kind of game, wasn't it?
Yeah, like we don't pick who we beat. We don't get to pick what kind of game there is. You got to be good offensively and you got to score more runs. And we did a little differently than we've been doing it here the last week. But we were due to hit some home runs, frankly. We hadn't hit one in a while. So they came in bunches on the same night.
Craig, what does it tell you about Corbin, that one start he can go from pitching, you know, eight innings of no hit ball, and then the next start he's able to fight through, you know, like stuff like the opposing pitcher's first MLB or hitting the MLB, just he can fight through that and still give you a quality start?
Yeah, I mean, I was really happy with how Corbin handled the sixth inning. You know, he ran into some trouble, he gave up a hit, you know, that was going to happen tonight. But how he handled that last inning, I thought was great. He was getting to the end there. And, he made some huge pitches to put up a zero. That was the cool part about tonight for me, is that, every game's not going to go perfect. You're not going to be perfect every night. But sometimes that zero in the sixth, after you've given up three, is still a huge part in the game. It helps you win a ball game, and that's what he did tonight.
Craig, so much of your division lead has been built by beating the Cubs this year. You're 15-3 against them, 11 straight wins. You've won every series. I mean, you guys have often battled them down to the wire, but it's been different this year, hasn't it?
Yeah, we've played well against them. I can't explain that, but we've played well against them.
And just well in your division, right? I mean, you guys are leading your division because you beat the teams in your division.
I mean, we've played well this year. Yeah. We've got 91 wins. We've played well, you know, throughout most of the year here.
Anything else?
Does it surprise you, Craig, that the Cardinals are pressing so hard now? 7 straight wins for them. You know, they're delaying, you know, your magic number as far as against them. Does that surprise you or sort of expected?
I mean, this is how it works in September. I mean, you still have, if you keep yourself close, you have the opportunity to get hot and get yourself in. It's what the wild card was kind of made for, is to allow teams to do something like this. So credit to them. They've gotten hot at the right time and they've put themselves in a good position.
Let's find out the play of the game. Brought to you by ABC Audio Video. Home entertainment and smart home technology simply done right. Check them out at abcaudiovideo.com. On the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. On the Fan.
For a fourth straight year, the Brewers are playoff bound. Hader strikes out Wisdom, and Milwaukee is back in the postseason. And they will be a very formidable contender in the National League.
Craig, that was such a muted postgame. It looked like a lot of your other victories. Is that a signal to you that these guys know there's bigger things ahead?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, we've been pretty consistent there. And, we've put the ability to win the division, you know, in our control. And so that's our goal. I think we're sticking to that goal. We're thrilled to have, you know, kind of know that we're in the playoffs. I think everybody's thrilled with that. But, I think the goal that we feel like we've have earned the right to, you know, to wait for is to win that division.
Oh, wow. So, okay. So there you go. And that's why I had to play that. I wanted to hear that a second time. And I was curious as to the celebration on the field. It was a nice celebration, a lot of smiles and, you know, it wasn't what I thought. And that's a good thing.
Yep.
Because that means the bar is a little bit higher for these guys. Just making the playoffs is not as big as, you know, a division crown. And that's a little bit better because that keeps you away from a one-game wild card. I think that is a much bigger playoff appearance, but I had to hear that again because I was curious toward the end there. Leave the playoff appearances to us Brewer fans, but in terms of that bigger goal there, they clearly have a bigger one.
Yeah, the eye is on the prize at the end, not just to get there.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And it also, just finally, before we take a break and hear from Manny Pena, it also tells you that it was sort of calculated. And it was, you know, again, here's how we're going to handle this. Maybe that was done amongst the players, but it doesn't appear so based on Craig Counsell's comments right there.
They had a month to think about it, Timmy. We all knew they were making the playoffs for
it. But that's why this is a different season. This is way different than it has been under Craig Counsell and some of these players. In terms of how late September, mid to late September is shaken out for this team. They were always chasing. There was something really legit and big to play for. And I'm not minimizing what's going on here in September now, but let's face it, Jeff. I mean, what you just said, they've had a playoff appearance locked up for a while. They really have.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we knew it was coming a long, long time ago. And that's what makes it great. You know, this is it's got a different feel this year. And I don't know if it's because of the gargantuan lead in the division. You got the Cardinals haven't lost a game in, you know, forever. And we're still crushing them.
Yeah.
So it feels awesome.
It's really, really big for this organization. It is. All right. Manny Pena, well, he had a big game. And he's had some big games. And he's really been stepping up in terms of his slug. His power numbers are just amazing. And he's been a guy that's hit some home runs in big spots also. We're going to hear from the Brewers backstop after the break here. Brewers punched their ticket tonight to the postseason, fourth consecutive year. I'm extremely happy with that. And we'll hear from Manny up next. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway here on The Fan.
Let's find out what happened in today's game from the guys that played it. Let's head inside the clubhouse presented by Windows Select. Right now, buy one, get one free. Plus, no payments for an entire year. Call them today at 262-703-3500.
Brewers beat the Cubs, and they also clinch a playoff spot. 6-4 the final tonight. They win the series, their 11th straight victory over Chicago. They haven't lost to the Cubs since April. They're a big reason, ownership of the Cubs, why the Brewers are in the playoffs again for the fourth consecutive season. Let's see here. Craig Counsell, time for Craig's ride home. So he's probably headed back, really happy. But should he be happier? Okay, we talk at Craig Counsell on home games right around this time because he's in his car and maybe he's listening. So we talk at you, Craig. And Craig, I want to just say something to you. Like, I think there should have been a big celebration on the field and a big dog pile, and it should have been champagne. And I do have a large degree of respect for you that, you know, you have bigger and grander plans. Maybe there's a celebration on, you know, Monday or Tuesday or whatever, where that's when it really kicks in on a division title. But I was a little disappointed in that celebration out there tonight. Just saying. I have to be honest. But I do want to congratulate you as you are now the proud owner of a playoff run. 4 years. You're a huge part of that. I believe that with all sincerity, Craig, man. I think you're the key factor in this equation. Four consecutive years. I know you get help. I know the players play. And I know that the front office is going to give you tools to work with, but you and Murph have done an amazing job in these 4 years of playoff action. We're looking forward to bigger and better things, so good luck down the line. Jeff, what do you have for Craig? Craig's ride home.
Well, I'm going to take the opposite view of you, Tim, and say, Craig, I like the fact that you got your eye on the bigger prize, and you said you're going to save the celebration for the division title. We knew that's been wrapped up for a month. You had a month to think about this one. You got a month to think about what you're going to do and how awesome I'm sure the celebration's going to be when you win the division. So you're hitting all the right notes. Take care of Lorenzo Cain. Wrap him in bubble wrap, and you should be good to go. So go borrow Tim's ex-wife's broom and sweep the Cubbies tomorrow.
That's right. She's been borrowing that thing out a lot lately for you, Craig Counsell. So I don't think she's flying around on it right now. So you can borrow it for tomorrow's game. She doesn't have anywhere to go. All right, let's get to Manny Pena here. And again, Craig Counsell talked about Manny Pena. He's been a big part of this, not just calling games behind the plate and his defensive skills, but you know, the timing of when he has hit some of these home runs, the timing of when he's knocked in runs, that's been pretty cool this year for Manny Pena, and that's what it takes. It takes these types of special things to have a special season. Here's Manny Pineapple after a two-home run game.
Hey, Manny, you must feel great about the way you've turned your offensive season around. It was a rough first half, but you're having a nice second half.
Yeah, the first half was little tough for me, man. I don't play too much, and I don't produce too much in my offense. But it's a long season. It's 162 games. You don't know what can happen the second half. Just keep the mind positive and working hard every day, working hard every single day.
Manny, we know you all have a bigger goal in mind with winning the division, but that homer to clinch a postseason spot, where is that for you and the moments in your career?
Yeah, maybe that wouldn't be in the top of my list, but that's great. Win today, I make the playoff one more time, four in a row. It's amazing, man. It's great team. This group is special.
Hey Manny, Corbin had no hit stuff last time, and tonight he had to battle. And sometimes that's more fun. It's more rewarding, isn't it? When you fight to pitch well, and do well.
Yeah. So he's doing good job. 16 in 3 runs. So mistake one pitch with hot and hit a homer, but he do what he do. Like he strike out, I think 10 guys. I don't know. And 16 in, he was keeping the game close and give you the opportunity to make more run and win the game.
Manny, is there any celebrating going on in the clubhouse, or is this like there's more business to take care of with winning the division?
Yeah, so we're gonna wait to win in the division. So we make the playoff today, but I think we're gonna celebrate when we make when we win the division. We're very close. So I think only 2 games, right? 3 games.
Yeah, 3. Yeah. Are you guys getting T-shirts or anything even tonight, or is it just strictly business?
I'm not sure. Yeah. So I just go to the clubhouse straight to here. So I don't know. I don't know if they give you a T-shirt or something. I might see when I go back.
Would you maybe go in and sing Hotel California for them though?
Yes, man. Hotel California. If we win the World Series, I'm gonna be outside. Lau, singing the Hotel California.
Manny, is this different from the other teams that made the postseason? Do you feel like the goal is a little higher, or was it the same in 2018 and 2019?
Yeah, I feel this group on 2018 was very similar. And right now, I mean, our pitching staff is much better than the 2018, and we offense is there. So I think, like I said, October is going to be a special moment.
Hey, Manny, tell us about your body English on that home run. You were sitting there making sure it was fair, right? You were.
Yeah, so I'm not sure if it was fair or foul ball. So I was trying to pull with my body, like, stay in. Well, that was good swing, good contact, and switch the game. Like, we was tie game, and with the homer was 5-4, and hated coming. Nasty again.
All right, there he is, Manny Pena, and he said the word special in there. And again, we've been using that word quite a bit this year. Special things happen in special seasons. It's the 2021 championship season for the Brewers. That is alive and well. That's just not a pipe dream. That's actually a viable... A viable opportunity here for this Brewers team this year. I mean, I don't know what you thought in 2018, because I think of the 4-year run, 2018 and this year are far better than the 19 and 20 teams, in my estimation. So they're similar in that regard, that they're just I use the word force. They are a force in the National League, both in 18 and this year. But, you know, special things. You keep doing this, and it's going to get a little bit bigger and bigger. Now, you also heard in there from Manny Pena that, again, Adam McAlvey all over that, that, you know, they're going to wait for the division crown celebration to really kind of ramp things up a little bit, pop the champagne and things like that. I don't know. I wish they'd have done it tonight, but you have here's the situation with the magic number at 3. If the Cardinals lose or the Brewers win tomorrow, then they will celebrate this with a victory on Monday when the Green Bay Packers are beating up on the Detroit Lions. Boy, it could be a big night of sports on Monday night, huh? One of the bigger ones of the year outside of Milwaukee Bucks. NBA title? I would think that. All right, we'll take a break here. Check out tomorrow's starters. Yeah, they do have a ball game tomorrow. Season's not over. There's 14 games left at 91-57. You do the math.
Going for the sweep.
The regular season. Yeah, they're going after a sweep again over the Chicago Cubs. We'll check out the matchups next here on The Fan.
What's on tap for the crew? What pitcher starts the next one? It's time for some forward thinking on the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. On The Fan.
We'll take a look at the matchup for game three of this three-game set here against the Chicago Cubs, and just seven games left in the regular season at home for the Brewers here. So you've got an opportunity tomorrow. You've got the set against the Cardinals, and then you've got the three-game weekend set next weekend against the New York Mets, and I will definitely be there on Friday night. So that has been taken care of. They clinch a playoff spot tonight. They're going to clinch the division by Friday night.
Yes.
That's pretty much a certainty. And that was the quandary. I wanted to witness, like you guys get a chance to go to these games. And you know, I haven't been there in, gosh, what seems like years. And so I'm going to just have a brat with the stadium sauce. I'm going nachos, little hard on the jalapenos.
Nice.
Okay. Beers throughout, and then that bag of peanuts. And we probably will get into this a little bit in terms of peanut etiquette.
What the hell is peanut etiquette? You're at a ball game, the shells go on the ground.
That's not what some people do, Jeff. Shame on you.
Those people are nuts. You want to know what? They tried to sit there. My own wife tried to shame me at a movie theater because I wasn't picking up my popcorn bucket to drop it in a garbage can on the way out. That is not the way I was raised.
I'm just saying I am a peanut on the floor at my feet, and then when you get up, you crunch them all up, and then all the garbage and the nacho thing goes underneath the seat.
Absolutely.
And the beer cups or beer cans or bottles or whatever, they go underneath the seat, and just we're all good, right?
Absolutely.
Apparently, that is not proper anymore, Jeff. Shame on you.
You are hanging out with the wrong crowd, Timmy. I'm ashamed. Oh, no.
Was that a game in which the person I was with, a dude no less, said, hold on, can you grab that garbage under there? I go, where are you going? Yeah, well, I'm going to throw it in the garbage. You're going to walk 18 steps up that aisle over there with a big old armful of our garbage?
Hell no.
Oh, boy, you're a better person than me.
Absolutely.
That's for sure. No doubt. Greg, you get the final word tonight. Greg, you're on The Fan.
They're a better man than me too.
Yeah,
I just wanted to call in. You know, I'm in my 30s, and this is the first time that the Brewers have clinched playoffs, and it's been no big deal. I was at the game tonight. It was a lot of fun watching Lokane run into the wall, that slide at home. You know, I love it. It's nice to have a season here where we can just kind of sit back, relax, and enjoy the run to the playoffs.
When you say no big deal, which what are you referring to on the no big deal? Because I think I know where you're going, and I think I agree with you.
It's no big deal that, you know, we're gonna clinch early. I mean, we're used to playing game 163, clinching at 160 and having a little time to set our rotation. I don't remember a time that we've been able to actually do that.
No, not at all. It's so different than certainly the last 4 years. Because in 17, they were kicking and scratching late in the season as well. So the last 3-4 years, they've never been in cruise control like this to line things up to where we expected it. But still, there's something magical to me about making it official. That, to me, is where I'm at, Greg.
For sure. And it was a lot of fun to watch them clinch tonight, and I can't wait to watch them win the division in a few days.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. But you're still, even though it's been over, you know, their playoff berth for a month, we've all known, 6 weeks, you're still hanging and living and dying on every pitch, aren't you?
Oh, you bet. I'm counting that magic number until it's zero.
Hell yeah.
Hell right. Yeah. For the division. All right, Greg, thanks a lot. you know, if you make it 7 years, 9 years, I mean, maybe we get a little good at this and how we handle this.
But let's
we
all hope handle so.
It. Yeah,
let's
no doubt. So. But we all handle it in different ways. I just think the playoff spot, period, is a huge celebration. Okay, if the bar is a little bit higher, I can respect that. But internally for me, it's just a great night that they're in the postseason for the fourth consecutive season. All right, let's take a look at Adrian Sampson's number. Who is Adrian Sampson? He's the pitcher for the Cubs that are, well, he's going to try and prevent the Cubs from getting swept by the Brewers. He comes in with a 1-2 mark, a 2.53 earned run average. He will be opposite Eric Lauer, the Brewers left-hander, on a roll.
Yeah.
Guys, man, has he been good? 6-5. His ERA is at 3.10. I would love to see either Hauser, Lauer. I would have loved to have seen them both under three or under by the time the year is up. Hauser kind of, it's going to be tough for him to do it at this point. But Lauer, a definite crack at it tomorrow as he comes in with a 3.10 ERA. First pitch is at 1:10. After the last pitch, you make the switch right here. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. In the meantime, it is fantasy football. Fantasy Football Weekly on the air tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. And the NFL plays here on The Fan, 11:30 pregame. Get you ready for San Francisco against Philadelphia, a big NFC matchup. And we're going to sort out some of the injuries with regards to your fantasy football team. We'll have the forecast and then the – I mean, I think the main thing is the injury report. As of 10:30 tomorrow. That's pretty vital in submitting your lineup. So,
how many leagues are you in, Timmy?
Six.
And what was your record after week one?
5-1.
There you go. There you go.
Had a really, really good start. So I'm looking to sort of repeat that. You know, I looked at the lineups for and against. It's what I call a crossover players when you're in multiple leagues. So, for example, I have Chris Godwin in one league, and then I'm going up against him in two others.
Okay.
You know, that sort of thing.
Right.
So it's tough to win. It's really tough to win. You know, you're in five or six leagues. It's tough to go 5-0, 5-1, 6-0. But we'll do our best to get you guys a win, that's for sure. We don't count. Evan Heffelfinger, myself, tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. We'll probably get right into your questions right away at 10. You can hit us up on Facebook and Twitter. In the meantime, let's see if the Brewers can sweep the Chicago Cubs and win 12 in a row over the Chicago Cubs. That would be sweet. We'll talk to you after the last pitch tomorrow. For the Polish Pipe Bomb, Jeff Orlowski, my name is Tim Allen. And for the fourth consecutive season, I can say the Brewers are headed to the playoffs. Smile, Milwaukee. The world will smile back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way.
Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.